We're going to get the melodramatic music, and then we're going to turn everything over to Kira. All right, it is that simple. And she will regale us with tales from her childhood, and they will be wonderful, I hope. So, Kira, whenever you're ready, please. I know this is very tough, but we're all behind you here, so, you know, go for it.
Dear Diary, I'm taking a break from studying for my mocks to chill out about the fact that I'm studying for my mocks. What I've learned so far is the fact that I'm not ready to sit my Leaving Cert. That's for sure. The mock exam papers are like something from outer space. It's like the past 5.5 years of my education have been a complete and utter waste. I had my French mock yesterday, and I might as well have been learning Japanese for all the good I did. And you know what? It's so annoying. I made sure to learn off all the French words for planes and twin towers and New York and America, because I was sure one of the compositions would focus on that. But nothing came up. Maybe they're actually waiting until the Leaving Cert exams themselves. But surely 9/11 is going to come up in some capacity. I mean, what's the point of something so catastrophic happening in the world in it not being mentioned in the Leaving Cert examinations in Ireland in 2002? Pointless. Honestly, the mock's been going so bad that I've turned to something I haven't dabbled with in a while, dear Diary. Religion. That's right, I've turned to God. I've started going to Mass again and everything. It's funny though, I was saying that God kind of owes me one. When I was at Mass, I was thinking about all the times I was an altar girl. Sorry, the first altar girl in the parish, may I add. And all the times that I had to read from the book of the book of Ecclesiastes. Yeah. Does God not know how much time I spent learning how to say that word? Or when I did the responsorial psalm and didn't get the response from the crowd that I was hoping for? Don't get me started on the amount of times I went around waiting for people to get the money out for the collection baskets, then bringing them up the altar and worrying about all the old men checking out my teenage ass as I walked up the church. Like I've done my time. But I don't know, it was God listening to me. Sometimes I think it's because he listens to my thoughts on the whole Virgin Mary situation. And as much as I try to see that situation from different sides, I still come back to the fact that there is no way she was a virgin. Mm-hmm. And I still feel really sorry for Joseph. That guy was completely duped by all of them.
I'm with you.
Or maybe it's because the only thing I've prayed to God about over the past few years is asking for bigger boobs or asking for some help losing my virginity. And in hindsight, maybe that wasn't really the way to go when eventually looking for God's help when it comes to helping me passing my exams. Granny was on to me telling me that she's been praying to St. Joseph of Cupertino. Seemingly he's the patron saint of exam takers, but then my aunt told me about this dude called St. Thomas of Aquinas, and he's the patron saint of students. I feel really sorry for those boys. When God was doling out what saint was patron saint of whatever, he really gave them the short end of the stick. Like, look at St. Bridget, for example. She's a patron saint of Ireland, poets, dairymaids, blacksmiths, healers, cattle, fugitives, Irish nuns, midwives, and newborn babies. I really think it's because God could see that women can actually multitask, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's also a pity that there can't be a patron saint of helping teenagers lose their virginity. Mass would be full every Saturday night if that's the case. Anyway, dear Diary, sorry for getting so deep and religious. I can like be really deep at times. Danny is doing his mocks now too, so we've barely been texting. But that's okay, because I want him to concentrate and do really well, because if he doesn't get the points for civil engineering in NUI Galway, there's still that whole elephant in the room about getting a visa and going to Australia. God, it's literally ruined Australia for me. I now hate a country I've never been to, but I've grown up watching it on TV all my life. The Flying Doctor was on non-stop in my house growing up. It's where I learned the term bushfire and what we used to slag Lucy when she thought she had a sexually transmitted disease. And don't get me started on Home and Away. The thoughts of Danny going to Australia has literally ruined Home and Away for me. Australian girls are seriously hot, and they're so cool because they can surf. I can't surf to save my life, and I don't have a wetsuit to look sexy in, and when salt water gets into my hair, I look like Wurzel Gummidge. So, I've started watching more episodes of Shortland Street and The Bill. The characters are so less hot, so they make me feel better about myself. Valentine's Day is also coming up, and because it's the first Valentine's Day that I've actually had a boyfriend, I won't have to ring the local florist to send a rose to the school for me from a secret admirer. I don't know what to get for Danny. I don't want to get him aftershave because that's such a cliche, but I also don't want to give him my virginity on Valentine's Day either, because that's so lame too. I'd much rather lose it on like St. Patrick's Day, because as I've always said, at least you can lie back and do it for your country at the same time. There's no point losing virginity on your birthday or Christmas Day, because if it goes wrong or you end up hating the person you lost your virginity with, you'll always be reminded of that fact on special occasions. I honestly think it's much better to lose your virginity on a random Friday night after the youth club than an actual occasion. But maybe I'm overthinking it. I have a tendency to do that, dear Diary. Overthink things to the point of imagining scenarios which never actually happen. I mean, have you ever heard a teenage girl panic that she's pregnant even though they haven't even had sex yet? Seriously. Like every second week I forget I'll get pregnant before my leaving cert, and then I remember that I haven't even had sex yet. God, it's so hard to be a woman. Mr. Murphy, the hot substitute teacher, who I so don't think is hot anymore, by the way, has decided to share every detail of his wedding plans. He got engaged a couple of weeks ago back on one of the McGillicuddy weeks, and now drops a fact in every geography class. Wouldn't be surprised to see a question in our geography mock paper tomorrow about what exact contour on the McGillicuddy weeks he actually got engaged on. Like, it's great that he's in love and everything, but like, we don't care about his personal life. Like, I can't even imagine the teachers having sex. They're not human to us.
Exactly.
And we have our own shit to worry about. Speaking about my geography mock paper, though, we better get back to it and do some study, and also pray extra hard tonight to St. Joseph and St. Jude and St. Thomas and God and Mary and Princess Diana and Mother Teresa and Michael Collins and Anne Frank and Bono and Enya and literally anyone that can help me at this stage. Even you can pray for me, dear diary. Good night. Love, Kira.
Wow. You really were reaching out to anybody there.
I was at that stage, Chris.
Yeah, I know. But you always get to that before exams. I even thought of praying. Like, I felt like I'd be lying, but I, you know, you know, you do still consider it, though. Absolutely. Kira, I just want to say before we finish, I fully agree with you that there should be programs to help people lose their virginity. I mean, right on, Kira. That was some forward progressive thinking. Kira, thank you.
You're welcome.